This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Richard from Granite Falls is. Richard, are you there?
I am.
Richard, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
I was not.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. That's totally fine.
Well, hopefully you still win, because if you do, I'm going to send you a Christmas holiday card of us all.
And Santa.
And Santa. We look more happy and jolly than Santa does, but I still want you to have that card.
It's because Santa was losing blood to his legs because we were sitting on his lap.
I believe both of his legs have been amputated since the time we took a picture.
Our two losses and two ties. Let's hope for a win today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping for a win as well.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Richard has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What band had the late 90s song, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing?
Aerosmith.
Correct. What traditional Christmas decoration is actually a parasitic plant?
Mistletoe.
Yes. What is the name of the largest moon of Saturn?
Pass.
What herb is the main ingredient in chimichurri sauce?
Curry?
No.
Paprika?
No.
Pass.
Beginning with A, what is the real first name of Post Malone?
Andrew.
No.
Beginning with A?
Yes.
Arnold.
No.
Adam.
No. Michael Penix Jr. will now be the starting quarterback for what NFL team?
The Ravens?
No.
The Cowboys?
No.
The Eagles?
No. Who is the main villain in the Harry Potter series?
Voldemort.
Yes. In the 12 Days of Christmas song, what was the gift on day five?
Five golden rings.
Yes. Richard, you got 4 correct.
Ooh, that's not good.
If only you were listening to the cheat sheet.
4 was my second best score in the game Beat Migs this year. So, you
know. That's my worst score yet.
Oh, no. Wait, Taryn, how did you do that?
I lost.
Oh, did you? I actually really didn't remember. I know the first time you did, but I don't remember. You have to redeem yourself one of these days.
One of these days. I'm 0-2 this year.
0-2.
Yeah.
Yikes. Maybe next year will be better for you. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What band had the late 90s song, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing?
Aerosmith.
You know it. What traditional Christmas decoration is actually a parasitic plant?
That mistletoe?
It is.
Wow.
What is the name of the largest moon of Saturn?
Largest moon of Saturn? Is it Saturn's moon?
No.
Mooney Moon?
No.
Mooney McMoonerson?
No. What herb is the main ingredient in chimichurri sauce?
Chimichurri?
No.
Basil?
No.
Salt?
No. Beginning with A, what is the real first name of Post Malone?
Austin.
Wow, yes. Michael Penix Jr. will now be the starting quarterback for what NFL team?
The Atlanta Falcons.
Yep.
Let's go.
Who is the main villain in the Harry Potter series?
Is it Hogwarts?
No.
Dumbledore?
No.
Voldemort.
Wow, yes. In the 12 Days of Christmas song, what was the gift on day 5?
5 golden rings.
Yes. What is the currency in Finland?
Yen?
No.
Euro.
There we go. What is the square root of 64?
12.
No.
8.
There we go.
Damn it.
Steve, it doesn't matter because you got 7 correct, which is a win, 7-4. Sorry, Richard.
That's all right. Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas, Richard.
Aww.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
I can't believe Christmas is next week.
Oh, I know.
What the F?
I don't know. You both really should have listened to the cheat sheet because the name of the largest moon of Saturn is...
That would be Titan, of course.
Yes.
Okay. And of course.
The herb that's
obviously
the main ingredient in chimichurri sauce.
Obviously, it's parsley.
Dusty.
Duh.
So stupid.
Taryn, you're so smart. You did know that Post Malone's name is Austin, which... I don't know why you knew that, but...
Well, his name is Austin Post, I think.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think his last name is Post.
Where'd the Malone come from?
I don't know.
Okay.
I still love, to this day, if you look up like that old video of him before he became Post Malone, it was like a college video music project that him and his buddy made, and it's truly one of the funniest things because it's just so weird.
It's hilarious weird. And odd.
It's so cringy, but also so good. And when he does his dancing on stage now as, you know, Post Malone, you're like, oh, this makes sense. Well, congrats, Steve, on beating Richard.
If you're looking for something new,
there it is. Post Malone, Why Don't You Love Me, before he was famous.
Wearing a shirt that says Bad Boy.
And he's not a bad boy. In the cold, dark night. I heard a sound and I thought to myself. He's such a weirdo. I love it.
It's just as terrible as his music now.
It might be even better than what it is now.
Oh my goodness. You both shut your mouth.
Is he wearing short shorts too?
Yes. Like jean shorts that are cut like maybe 3 inches from the crotch.
Showing off that crab meat.
All right. This is before he even had face tattoos, Danny.
Cool.
This just sounds like a weird, like, Bloodhound Gang B-side.
That's a good call. Rockaholics, we have some new KISW merch in the Rock Shop. I'm already anticipating not getting what I want for Christmas. You know, that's usually what happens.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I'm just going to
tell us how you really feel.
I'm going to go shop for myself in the Rock Shop at KISW.com. There are flannels, which, by the way, Seattle, hello. It's about time we had a KISW flannel. So we've got those. Plus, there is a pullover sweatshirt with the big rock flag on the front. You can get yours now at KISW.com.
I'm going to quit this year. Between this and Creed, I'm just, what are we doing?
What would you rather listen to, this or Creed?
Oh? I'm just going to leave the studio.
No!
No, this! You pulled that up so fast, Steve.
I know. I had it ready.
You did.
We are hitting the end of the year.
Hey, everyone. It's The Color Brown. Listen to it.
And we just got a text from a listener about the past year, Steve.
Yes, we did. Someone wanted to know. They said, hey, I loved all the interviews that you guys have done with the Seahawks. I was wondering if there's one that you like the most. It's always fun hearing them joke around with you guys. What was your favorite? For me, it was either Farrah Brown or Jake Bobo.
The Mike Morris interview, was that last week already or was that 2 weeks ago?
It was a couple weeks ago.
I love talking to him. He was awesome.
And then there was, I would say Bobo.
Well, we need more Bobo.
Yes.
Everybody needs more Bobo. So if you missed it, we're going to revisit our chat with Jake Bobo of the Seattle Seahawks after Foo Fighters. The Daily Mix Show. Rockaholics, this morning we are so excited to be joined by Jake Bobo, wide receiver number 19. Good morning, Jake.
Man. How's it going? Thanks for having me on, guys.
Now, I have a question. This might be a silly question, but let's say hypothetically you were going to be in a buddy cop movie with one member of our Seattle Seahawks. Who would your buddy cop be?
That is a great question. Riley, I'm close with the receivers, obviously, so I'm taking either Tyler Lockett or Jackson. Either one of those two guys, I feel like I could play a role off pretty well with either of those two.
But if you need somebody to beat everybody down, I feel like DK might be the guy.
That's true. That's a good point, too. That's a really, really good point, too.
Did you ever anticipate the city of Seattle just falling in love with you as much? I mean, we had the hashtag more Bobo. I mean, anytime they show you on the screen, you get a reaction from the fans. When I was at the game. I mean, you become like a cult figure in this town. It's got to be awesome for you.
Oh, it's so cool. It's so cool. I'm so, you know, thankful to you guys. Thanks for the 12 community as a whole, just for kind of embracing me and my personality. And hopefully we can keep getting wins for you guys.
And Jake, you've got your own merch now. You have more Bobo merch. You've got the Bobo logo. Tell us about how that all came together.
Well, you know, like you guys just touched on, when you get some encouragement and a little bit of a following from the city of Seattle, you feel like you might have to take advantage of that. And so that's what, you know, me and my agency team did. We put a couple products out there. And to be honest with you, I thought maybe my mom, my grandma would buy a few T-shirts, but that'd be pretty much it. But it's been going pretty well so far. So thank you guys.
I've got another really silly question. We saw recently the Bro Bible put out this story about NFL quarterbacks that people would most want to have a beer with, and Baker Mayfield was number one. Kirk Cousins was number two. My buddy Steve said that he would want Geno Smith, and I would want Gardner Minshew. Who would you most like to share a beer with from the world of quarterbacks?
Well, it's G is the far and away number one for me, just because we've got a relationship with him, and he's a great guy, a great leader. Obviously, as you guys know, a great quarterback as well. So he's number one for sure. I definitely grab a couple beers with that guy. But other than that, man, I don't know. I'm not too familiar with a lot of guys off the field around the NFL. I played with Daniel Jones in New York in college.
Nice.
And so we've actually had our fair share of beers together, so I can go back to that one.
All right, I have one last thing. I want to switch to movies for a second, because I saw you in an interview and you said that Will Ferrell is your favorite actor.
Yep.
All right, here's the question for you. You're putting together a Mount Rushmore of Will Ferrell movies. What are you putting on that list? I want to see how close you and I are.
Yeah. Okay, so number one is Old School. He doesn't necessarily, I'd say he has a pretty main role in that movie.
Hell yeah, Frank the Tank.
Yeah. So Old School is number one for me. We got Step Brothers. It's probably number two. I'm blanking on the name, but there's a him and is it Danny McBride? Have a movie about dinosaurs, and that I'm blanking on it.
Oh, Land of the Lost, is it?
Land of the Lost.
Right.
Oh my gosh, I love that movie. I mean, those are my top three. I'd probably go with. What's the one when him? If we're being more recent, him and Kevin Hart.
Is that that's a
Get Hard.
Get Hard. Yes.
Hard. Yes, that's a good one. Yes, Get Hard.
I'm impressed that you didn't throw Elf or Anchorman in there. I love that you went with some deep cuts.
Those are great movies. I think they're. I don't want to say they're overplayed, but I've seen those movies a lot of times, and so you know. Once you kind of they run its course, you got to move on.
Yeah, no, I feel you, man. No, I'm with you on all the ones that you picked. That's fantastic, Jake. It's been a pleasure getting to chat with you, man, and it's just been awesome to see how much love you've been getting over the last couple of seasons. And I can't wait to watch it continue to happen this whole season.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
More Bobo.
All right. Take care, Jake.
See you, bye.
Getting ready for a big Sunday game versus Sunday. The Vikings, Steve Miggs.
Oh, their destiny is in their hands.
It's very stressful. This is a weird year, but I still believe.
I mean, it's been a roller coaster of emotions. One minute you're thinking, oh, the season's toast. And the next thing you know, you're like, oh, wait, there's hope.
It's just the life of a Seattle sports fan, Steve
Pretty
Miggs.
Pretty much.
There is a funeral home that just announced they are going to be serving alcohol at their establishment. So how are we feeling about this? How are people online feeling about this? Well, they're going crazy. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Miggs Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Evergreen Funeral Cremation and Reception in Columbus, Ohio will become the first funeral home in the state to serve alcohol pending approval of its liquor license.
That's amazing.
The owner, his name is Hunter Triplett. This is him talking about getting the license.
My role in this position is to kind of be a party planner for dead people. You know, be more of a celebration of life than more of the multi-day traditional services, which cost a lot of money. And their inspector called me and they're like, is this Evergreen Funeral? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, you would be the first funeral home to get a liquor license in the state of Ohio.
So it's not just in the country, it's in the state
just
of Ohio.
Just in the state of Ohio, it sounds
are there,
like.
Then are there places in the United States where you can booze it up at a funeral home? That just seems so weird to me.
I see. I don't think it seems weird at all. I think it sounds awesome.
I'm not saying it doesn't sound awesome. It could be weird and awesome.
At the same time.
Yeah, because I think about even my dad's funeral. I think a lot of us wish there was a spot where we could just maybe post up at a bar and just
take the edge off a little bit.
Get a couple drinks in us.
Well, this funeral home is offering a one-stop package that combines wakes, services, and receptions for between $5,000 and $6,000. And this is significantly less than the national average.
Do they do themed drinks in honor of the dead person?
Oh, my God. I love this. Right? I hope so.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
So many were surprised by this. So let's go straight to the comments.
Sent a few of the comments to our production director, Jason, and said, hey, reenact them however you want, just to illustrate how people sometimes lose their mind on social media. Are you ready for the first comment about this funeral home that now serves alcohol?
Oh, yes.
All right.
You know what they say. Nothing says mourning more than bourbon.
Yeah. It kind of rhymes a little bit.
What do you think your drink of choice would be at a funeral?
Oh, man, Fireball. Just like that old lady that we talked about earlier. What about you?
You know, just keep it classy with some red wine, you know?
Some Jaeger bombs. No?
See, I'd want a dark and stormy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah. And then it kind of matches the funeral, too.
What about Four Loko?
That's
Sarah's
pick.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, a buddy of mine passed, unfortunately, and his and I thing was Franzia. So I brought two big boxes of Franzia to the funeral.
Did you prop it up on his casket?
Oh, my God.
I should have.
It would have been awkward for everybody except for you and him. Like, you'd be like, look, he would like this. He would appreciate this.
It's our inside joke.
Yeah.
I know this seems tasteless and very tacky.
But it's not.
But he would love this.
I swear.
OMG, only in America. Let's get drunk so we can fight over the corpse.
I think there's a lot of other countries that would probably like to get drunk at a service. They probably do get drunk at a service.
Isn't there like an Irish Wakes?
Yeah.
Right?
They probably wrote the business proposal for this, the Irish did.
An Irish Wake is the way to go.
There you go.
Good for these guys.
There you go.
Was that Jason's little Irish accent too?
Good for these guys.
He's a leprechaun.
He's just very talented.
What's next? Strippers?
Yes. A strip club / funeral home?
Yeah.
You call it stiffies. No.
No.
No. Don't go with that.
Too far.
That'd be amazing.
That would be.
Would they dance over the corpse? Now we got too far.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Was I not supposed to get drunk at funerals? I've been doing it wrong all these years.
Have any of you been drunk at a funeral? After a funeral, like a lot of times you just go to a bar and like, you know, or a restaurant and yeah, everybody gets together and just kind of shares some stories and a few drinks happen.
I mean, at like a celebration of life that's maybe not at a funeral home or something like that. Yeah, there's been some times I've gotten a little tuned up, but at a facility like that,
yeah.
No.
Danny, no?
No.
Sarah?
I have gone to a funeral maybe a little tipsy.
Really?
Yes, you meet up before. Yeah, you have brunch.
You pre-funked before a funeral?
Well, I mean, yeah.
That's what they would have wanted, Steve. That's what they would have wanted.
Fair.
I want you guys to come to my funeral faded. Are you kidding?
That will happen for sure.
Okay, good.
Finally, a reason to attend my Uncle Charlie's funeral.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, like, what kind of theme would you want for your funeral?
Me?
Yeah. Would you want, like, a theme? Like, a certain song played? Or what would the vibe be?
I mean, I definitely would. I would love it for it to be a celebration of life as opposed to, like, I think it would be awesome if it was a full-on wrestling show.
Yeah.
I knew you were going there.
I mean, why not?
We could taxidermy you, and then people could have one-on-one in the ring with you.
Or I could be I could be everybody's tag team partner, and I'm just in the corner holding, like, the tag rope with my hand out.
Yeah.
Looking for the hot tag.
Yeah.
But when you tag me, I do nothing because I'm dead.
I mean, I'm in.
I'll tag you in,
right?
I would want mine to be like a whole music festival, like a whole day of it.
So basically what you do every year at your house.
Yes, but then just now my dead body is there too. Or maybe my ashes. Maybe everybody spreads my ashes. Or even rolls them up into a little J and puff, puff, puff.
Yeah.
Puff, puff, pass it around.
Well, then you're almost as bad as Sarah now, who wants hers to be a buffet and everyone to eat her.
I promise you I will never eat you.
That's her wishes, though, Steve.
Yeah. Hey, my funeral is going to be popping off, though. It's going to be like booze and strippers, probably. That's what I would want. And then the food.
Have you run this by George?
Yeah, he's not really a big fan of it, but this is my dying wish. Yeah. So it's going to be a party, and then you eat me.
I'm not going.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
The strippers won't be worth it?
I'll get like a plant-based version of you to eat.
Oh my god!
I think that'd be the moment where everybody becomes vegan for a second. I don't even know. This is another starting a conversation. But if you eat a human, does that go against vegan rules?
Yeah, of course.
I would think so. It's meat.
Yeah. No, but it's just that those. It's animal though.
Yeah.
Well, we're animals, Sarah.
Yeah, we are.
You guys, is there a store that you wish was still around?
Yes.
What is
it? Sorry, I'm a little aggressive. Toys R Us.
Oh, that was the best, especially now that we have children.
Now that you have a kid, it just sucks that, like, I know that they have, like, a Toys R Us at, like, a Macy's. I've been there. It's just, like, a little corner thing. It's not the same. But it just sucks that you can't go to, like, I mean, Target's got a good toy section. Walmart's got a good toy section. But there's just something awesome about being a kid and going into a Toys R Us and just everything is there.
Do you remember the giraffe's name?
Jeffrey.
Yeah. Well, it is the end of an era for music fans. We're going to tell you what's trending after Stone Temple Pilots.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we know that for many of you, you're just waking up. You're getting started with your day. You're trying to get ready for Christmas all at the same time of trying to make sense of the world of pop culture. And that can be tough because there's way too much happening in the world out there. So we're here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show.
I'll be honest, I didn't even know there were any Sam Goody's left.
There were?
There apparently, Sam Goody, the record store chain that shaped music, video, and entertainment for all of us, is set to close its final two stores in early 2025.
How do those two stores even exist these days? I mean, that's awesome that they were trying.
One is at the Ohio Valley Mall in St. Clairsville, Ohio, and the other is at the Rogue Valley Mall in Medford, Oregon.
How far is Medford, though?
That's got to be probably, I don't know, 5 hours?
Probably.
At least.
Not worth it to make a trek just for that.
Early next year, the final two Sam Goody establishments will be closing. It's like the end of an era.
I know. I saw some people were texting about, like, this. One person said, we were asking, like, what store do you miss? I said Toys R Us. Another one that just came in via text was, I miss KB Toys.
Oh, KB that Toys was great,
KB
too.
Toys and Hobby.
Oh.
Another one, Chubby and Tubbies.
That was a great spot.
Was that a gentleman's club?
No! That was like a get everything at the store place. And they had a bunch in this area.
I don't think I've ever been to one of those.
Yeah, I mean, the last one probably closed in the 90s, I would think, maybe. Huh. Yeah.
All right, so there's a guy on the Cincinnati Bengals that's going viral right now, and I think this guy's quickly becoming my favorite player just based on the interview that he did. His name's Chase Brown. He was fined by the league for $5,481 for really the dumbest thing. He jumped into one of those giant Salvation Army kettles that they have at the Cowboys games. You've seen those before.
I have. I thought this was an old story.
No, this is new. I mean, well, he did it on December 9th on Monday Night Football, and he just got fined for it. So this has been going on for a while where, like, sometimes they fine people for it, other times they don't. Like, Ezekiel Elliott, he got fined for it one time back in 2018, but back in 2016, he didn't get fined
for it. Can we all just agree that no one should get fined for it because it's awesome?
No, players aren't allowed to use props during touchdown celebrations. Some of these rules, and they really, it falls in line with the NFL being the no fun league at times. But the best part about this one was Chase had no idea that he was going to get in trouble for it. He just thought that's something that you can do. And after the game, he was being interviewed by reporters, and his reaction was pretty great.
What made you want to go into the kennel?
I've seen everybody do it since I was a kid, so like, screw it, I'm going to do it.
Don't you get fined for that?
Do I really?
Jumping in the kettle?
I hope. I just thought he's like, wait, really? Hold on a second. Do I really get fined for this?
Do I really?
Jumping in the kettle?
I hope not.
I think you do get
like big fine.
If you get fined, is it worth it to do a kettle jump?
No. I don't make enough money for that.
Maybe he can borrow some money from the quarterback or something.
Hey, Joe Burrow, like, hey, can I borrow some money? Sorry.
Phoenix Suns owner Matt Ishbia is being applauded for his decision to lower the concession prices at the Footprint Center, trying to make games more affordable for families.
Your arena's called the Footprint Center?
I guess so. Do you hate that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't feel as bad having Climate Pledge Arena after hearing that.
I mean, I think this is a pretty cool thing. They're doing a value priced menu. It has items like hot dogs and popcorn for $2 each during home games. So this is taking what a family of four would normally spend, about $98 on hot dogs, water, and popcorn, and they can enjoy that same meal for $24.
That's awesome.
I think more of our, you know, giant venues should take note.
Well, no, like, I think around here they have, like, now recently done, like, value items on it, right?
They do.
At Lumen, but I think T-Mobile, and I think also Climate Pledge does it as well.
Yes, I think so. They do, like, the value, but they're very value. Like, I love them. Don't get me wrong.
You get what you pay for?
But they do the value popcorn. It's like $1. And then they have, like, the beer, but it's a 12-ounce as opposed to a 16-ounce. You know, just different things like that. But I'll take it all day.
Yeah, they have, like, a value hot dog. Granted, it's just a little smoky, and it's $2. But, you know, it's still nice of them to do something like that. That actually would be pretty funny. They're like, look, we're giving you a hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
A little teeny tiny one. Mega Million Jackpot has reached an incredible $825 million. I'm sure it's going to continue to grow because tomorrow is when the next scheduled drawing. So we need to play our lottery so we can become millionaires.
I think, is George already in on this one?
Probably. I don't know about it, but he probably is. Oh, yeah.
Well, if you don't see him tomorrow night, you now know why.
Or if I never see him again, I'll
right.
know why.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, that's this. I'm getting out of here.
Do you think, hypothetically, if George won the lottery, would he break off a piece for me, Migs, and Danny?
If I told him to, yeah.
Would you tell him to?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. Of course I would.
Yes. Let's go, George. Play the lottery. Win us money. Yeah, so tomorrow evening is when we'll find out if somebody is going to become a near billionaire. Who knows? By tomorrow, it could be $1 billion.
That's
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Isn't that bonkers?
Yes. And then, so the whole thing is that you can either take like a lump sum or you can...
Yeah, so it's $825 million if you do it... Where you get every year, you get an amount. Granted, after taxes, I don't know what that would be, but it would be probably closer to like $400, $500. But still, nothing to sneeze at. But if you take the cash payout, it would be $382 million.
Which would you do?
I think I'd take the cash payout.
The whole thing?
Would you?
I don't know. I think maybe I'd be a little smarter if it was like, if they rationed it.
My dumbass would be like, well, what if they decide one day that the lottery just falls out of business and then all of a sudden they just like, oh, we don't have to pay you anymore, you know?
Didn't read the fine print on that?
Yeah, I think I would take the cash payout and just kind of like, that way I have the money.
I can't wait to hear what you buy with that money.
There would be so many bad purchases. I'd have to hire somebody to kind of be in charge of it.
Yeah.
At least like, if I, let's just say I got like $382 million, like here, you are in charge of the $200 million. But the other $182 million, I'm going balls out crazy.
I already feel like you get such perfect targeted ads. I cannot wait to find out what targeted ads they would send your way when you're a billionaire.
I would just nonstop be buying stuff on the internet. Just all the time. I don't care. I got $382 million. This won't put a dent into it.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating future millionaire Steve Miggs?
I gotta play the lottery now.
He's got a record of 351 wins, 116 losses, and 61 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 850.
The Daily Miggs Show.